Hello, this is Michael Thurber, and you are listening to The Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Michael. Everybody, meet Interlochen alumnus Michael Thurber. Michael Thurber, this is everybody. Everybody, Michael is a bass player, composer, and music historian who is very excited to get young people interested in classical music. He's in town this week for the NPR show From the Top, where he'll be working with Interlochen kids, conducting and performing his composition, The Three Musketeers. Now, this week, Michael will take us through five centuries of classical music with five composers. And we had a great time talking about it. Welcome, kids commuters. Michael Thurber is here for Five Centuries and Five Composers, and it is Michael Thurber Monday. Good morning, Michael.
Hello, hello. How you doing?
Just great, and thanks so much for being here and helping us kick off this week for the kids commute.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I'm so excited. This is going to be awesome.
So we're looking at five centuries of music this week for the Kids Commute, and since it's Monday, we're kicking it right off with the 1600s.
Woohoo! Yes, we are. And so the first piece that we're going to check out is one of my personal favorites. This is by Rebel, and he was born in 1666 in Paris, and he was a pretty groundbreaking dude. He was one of the first people ever to write for what at that time was a new genre, called choreographic symphony, which later became ballet as we know it. And one of the pieces that he wrote, sort of the most groundbreaking, was Les Elements, or The Elements. And we're going to hear the first movement of that piece, which as time has gone by has actually been compared to Stravinsky's Rite of Spring a lot, in the way that when it was premiered, it was so groundbreaking and so dissonant and unlike anything anybody else had written that people were really shocked.
Were they shocked in a good way, or did they rebel, which audiences were kind of known for doing at the time?
That's sort of a pun on Rebel's name, actually. It's spelt like rebel. So I'm going to say that they rebelled just because that's fun.
What does this say specifically about music from the 1600s, that dissonance is different than what people were listening to at the time?
Well, I mean, I think in any period of music, you have sort of a status quo. You have things that people are doing and things that audiences' ears are used to hearing. And I think any time you do something outside of that, it's considered dissonant. Not necessarily the musical term, meaning, you know, crunchy chords or non-consonant chords, but also just in general. It just sounds different. It sounds unique. And you know, I think that that's something that he dealt with in this piece.
Now, I think maybe our young folks haven't heard the word dissonant or a crunchy chord. What makes a chord crunchy?
So if you were listening to music and you heard a major chord that would sound something like this, da-da-dum, it sounds very happy and very, you know, it's a sound that you've heard many times. Or maybe you'd hear a minor chord that sounds da-da-dum, and it sounds a little scarier, more sad. So a dissonant chord, you could say, is a chord that's maybe not quite as straightforward. It's not so clearly happy. It's not so clearly sad. It's got a whole bunch of different notes in it that are kind of close together, and they have sort of a rub and sort of a clash, if you will. So a dissonant chord might sound a little more chaotic or a little more confusing or just an emotion that's not so black and white, like happy or sad.
And then how does that play with the elements, do you think?
Well, that's a great question. In this piece in particular, this piece is depicting sort of the creation of the universe and the way that the planets and stars came together. And so this first movement is actually called Chaos. That's the name of the movement. So right away it starts, boom, with these big dissonant chords that you'll hear. And in a very visceral way, it sort of establishes, okay, this is complete chaos. This is the Big Bang. This is the beginning of how the entire universe started. This is Rebel's first movement of his Les Elements suite.
Thank you.
from Jean-Ferry Rebel. That was Chaos from The Elements. Music from the 1600s chosen for you by Michael Thurber. He'll be back tomorrow with another century for us. And don't forget, if you'd like to hear The Kids Commute again, you can find it on our website, classicalipr.org. Hope you can find some order in the chaos of your day today. We will see you here tomorrow for The Kids Commute. Hasta mañana.